I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, you guys.
Yo.
Happy Thursday. Sorry, my eyes are a little swollen today. It's because I cried my eyes out at Survivor last night.
Oh, really?
Boy. Woo.
That's funny. My eyes are swollen today because the sun burned them out of my skull yesterday.
Oh.
When you were surfing?
Yeah. It was the weirdest thing.
Just
all of
at
us.
At the right angle or
it
something?
It was one of those weird angles, and it was super. Everybody out there was doing this, trying to see. Huh. And after about an hour and a half, me and my buddy, I was like, dude, I don't think I can.
I can't do this anymore, man.
This is, my eyes are actually tanning right now. This isn't good.
Huh. Weird.
They do look a little tan.
They feel like sunburnt.
Funny.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, your eyes, you can do retinal damage.
Well,
looking right at the sun.
And what about with your contacts?
I have UV contacts, and so I imagine it was even worse for
other people
waking up this morning.
Right.
But anyway, I did not cry at Survivor.
Oh.
That
I just was, oh, just, it's so touching. These people, they're so, you don't realize, like, how bad they look until they're nicely dressed
people
come in.
Right.
Or they're normal.
Yeah, it was the loved ones episode.
I hate that episode.
Oh my god,
it's
I love
the
that
worst
episode.
One.
I love it. I love to see who else is in their life and you know how they react. And boy, whoo!
Seems like only Pixar has my number.
Yeah,
because Survivor doesn't. I didn't cry at all to that. And actually, the missus goes, "How is it that Jeff doesn't cry?" And I'm like, "Because he's at work."
Yeah.
Because he's working and he's not going to cry. I wouldn't cry at work either.
I don't know how he doesn't cry either.
Really?
Yeah. It just seems so touching. He's even saying, he's like, what a beautiful reunion that was. I'm like, how are you not crying?
Oh, you think the same thing?
I have thought that, yeah.
Huh.
It's, I just, because these poor people, you know, listen, Survivor's hard.
Yeah.
It's super fun to watch, and, you know, I'd love to do it, but I know that, you know, I would crash and burn for sure on that show. Like, you know, as much as I'd love to try it.
I think that's
part of
it,
though. I don't
think it'd
be pretty.
Is, you know, you just, I think you got to go into that like a kamikaze pilot
right.
And just say, I'm just going to ride as long and as hard as I can until I'm out.
Yep.
And, you know, I think some of those people surprise themselves.
Yes. Absolutely.
And
it's got to be a totally life-changing experience.
Sure.
Like, for us, we're like, you're on a dumb TV show. For them, it's like, that was 39 days of
a life experience.
Right?
Well.
Of figuring out, of digging deep.
Look at it from here. That skinny kid, what's his name?
Ryan?
Bet you not one person in his entire life has ever believed he's going to pull anything off. Like, he looks like he will break every minute of every day.
He is actually a twig.
He was
a twig when he got there.
He seems like he'll, like when his dad hugged him, it looked like he was going to break.
He looked so tiny in his dad, like a little twig boy in his dad's arms. Dad's a big, beefy dude.
All the way around him, like all the way, like
right.
You're hugging yourself almost.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it's not that this kid, but he's still there.
Yep.
And even though he cried, I thought, he's doing it.
He was crying ugly, too.
Yeah,
it
like
was
that.
Good.
It wasn't I have a tear. It was the... Dad was kind of like, oh, boy.
No, Dad was...
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. It was really nice. And I always think to myself, because you know those people stink. They have no...
Sorry.
There's no bathing. There's no... They scrub themselves with sand. It seems like, you know, once a day. And some of them should do a little more scrubbing. There's some ground in dirt.
Yeah, I'd be in the water a lot more than they seem to be.
Maybe they're busy or I don't know. Because it's they're saying it's one of the hottest seasons they've ever filmed there in Fiji. And I agree with you. It seems like get in the water. Seems like that'll cool you down a little bit.
Rub your pits in the water.
Right.
5 times daily or something.
And take your clothes with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's rub those down too. Man, that shirt that the doctor... you know what I'm talking about.
I want to light it on fire, throw it down the stairs, like...
I want to destroy it
10 different ways. Run it over with the car.
Is it just like filth that's clung to sweat that's gotten more dirt on it, that's gotten additional sweat on it?
I don't know what kind of material that is, but whatever that shirt is made of... That
should be banned.
That's like gotta be... I mean, that's definitely a dry clean only, right? I mean, there's something going on with
that
shirt.
It's a button down.
It is, but ugly.
It is awful.
What's his name?
I don't know. Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike. Boy, he had a showing last night, didn't he?
He always has a weird... He's... Just when you think he's super mild-mannered and...
Well, no, but he's not pulling it off. Like, he tries to be, well, there, I'm gonna do this. And you're like, dude, you couldn't be... You're not pulling it, A.
Right.
And B, that was a dumb move. Like, you're hurt. This person is gonna end up on the jury.
Right.
So what are you doing?
Why would you? They're building the jury right now, and I agree with you. Like, why are you guys being such morons?
Well, some of them I can... Like, that one dude, and I don't know spoilers, I won't give... But one dude, that seems to be... He's like, yeah, I'm going to just be honest, and this is my game.
Right.
And I did that. Right. And that's okay. He's, you know, that he's going to live or die by that.
Right.
But the Mike guy, that was completely unnecessary. It made no sense.
What are you referring to specifically?
Throwing the thing in the fire.
Yeah, that was lame. Like, and also, what are you thinking? Like, I don't know. That's, you know, it's...
She's going to end up on the jury, and she's going to say, yeah, that move you made, no.
I cannot give you my vote because of that
move. Ever.
Yeah.
And I'll talk other people into joining me because I think you're just a bad gamesman.
Well, I think that it gets ugly. Like, I was actually really upset with the one guy you're talking about, Ben, with, you know, where he just turns into this jerk where this person he's been working with, last tribal council, he did something counter to what they had agreed to. And she's just looking for she's like, well, we're friends, right? I mean, I just like an explanation. And he's just a dick. And she even calls, she's like, you're being a jerk. And he was just so unapologetic. And then, sure enough, by the end of the episode, he needs her help. So he's got to get down and, you know, I'm sorry. And she's all like, no, I effing hate you now.
Oh.
I mean, in the end, she winds up doing what she's got to do. Although... Boy, that was the one unwasted idol that was played this season so far.
Someone 510 says, and I don't know if I'm reading anything. 510 says Ben ruled tribal council with a well played idol.
Right. Yes.
It's the only time it's been necessary this year, and
again, what you just mentioned about the way he treated what's her name?
Chrissy.
The way he treated Chrissy, it just shows a bad social game.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows you're tone deaf, dude. Like, this is the time to just put your hat in your hand and say, I'm sorry the way that went down. Whatever you got to do to make that. Because
he didn't have to continue to be a jerk about it.
You're going to go back to your life. She's going to go back to hers. But you're still in the game, dude.
Yep.
You got to be a jerk.
You can't. I think some people that's like a defense mechanism.
Sure.
It's almost a defense of the thing that they did, and so they decide that they're just going
to
continue to be a jerk about it. But right, it was a very short-sighted way to behave.
Well, all of us get that feeling.
Absolutely.
You're questioning my decision?
Yeah.
Or my...
No.
Right.
But yeah, it was a good episode last night. Sorry, people who hate Survivor.
I liked it.
Me too.
I had fun. I did have fun.
It was a good time.
I was up much later than I should have been for the second time this week. And I've got a third tonight.
You're going to try and nap
tonight's
today.
Tonight's the play.
Yeah. Tonight is the night. when it goes
Tonight's
down.
Tonight's the night.
So. Do you have any idea what you're going to see? Like, have there been rehearsals?
No, she goes to church school, so it's very...
Oh, so it'll be like a nativity pageant or something. Yeah,
that's
who
great
likes
parent.
That?
Yeah.
I'm taking your grade up from a C minus to a B plus.
All right.
Oh, boy, that's quite a jump, Vinny.
Was she baptized?
Yeah.
Who's the Nina and Nino?
Who's the Nina, the Santa Maria?
Trina is her Nina. Uh-huh. And I don't think you guys have met Trina. It's one of...
was she at the baby...
Did we meet her at the baby shower?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes.
I think
she
did.
Was.
Yeah.
And then the Nino, what did you call it?
Nino.
These are the godparents?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe, wait a minute. I think it's Nick, my brother Nick.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't
what remember.
Do I know, but I think that's, I remember you talking about.
Yeah, I don't remember who is. I know we put thought into it at the time, and it does mean something, but it's, we don't live in a world now where our child's ever going to be raised by Nina or Nino.
Yeah. Mm.
That's not.
It's just tradition.
Right. Right. Yes, I'm knocking on wood, but there are other family members who will absolutely
come first.
Step in before Nina will
get all that
kid.
New trust.
Yeah. It's all in the trust.
Yeah.
As you know, I got that done.
I'm very proud of you.
Check.
It's quite an adult move to make, Vincent.
It's not easy either.
Yeah.
Giant pain in my butt.
Someone goes, LOL, Vinny's Dr. Mike voice. As soon as you started talking like Dr. Mike, his picture popped up. I go, ha, that's exactly what I think he would sound like.
I didn't even notice I did it.
Well, you just start to, you know.
I just didn't like the way that went down, and he didn't pull it off. And it was a good episode. The chaos there is always fun to watch.
It is. And just when you think it's going to be a super predictable episode, they find those producers are doing just a great job.
Yeah, the show is still as hot as ever. If not, they had some down seasons, and it's right
early
now.
Early on. I think they really figured it out. I mean, if you haven't watched it in years, give it another chance. I mean, maybe not this season. It's almost over, but it's so good.
I'm glad it has gone on, but I've jumped off so long ago, I'm just not interested.
Man, I don't think I've ever missed a season. Like, when did it start? The year 2000? I mean, it's been on forever.
It almost feels like before that. What is this? The 35th-ish?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
who
think
knows?
35th season, I think, is what this is.
Lots and lots of years.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
Yep. Super love it. I had a crazy day yesterday. I had a rehearsal at my house for the Christmas thing.
No joysting?
Oh, I did do some joysting.
I got it.
It is, yeah. Oh, I think I took some pictures of it for you,
I would
Vinny.
Like to see that.
But so I'm out there. I just have to get this one section that they're working on done before they get to it. And that's when Danielle showed up because we're rehearsing some songs together. And she's, you know, dressed in like her yoga gear.
Oh, so Danielle is the surprise.
I thought we determined that last week.
I didn't know if we said for sure.
Well, I guess she's not a surprise anymore.
Okay.
She's going to come on. So you know, there I am, like, standing chest high in deck joists, and she jumps right in and helps me finish the thing that I have to do before Tommy showed up. I was like, you are, and she's all, you know, doing the stapler and putting the stuff on and rolling, just blah, 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 blah.
Did you feel confident in her work?
Absolutely.
Or were you watching and going, oh, no, not like that,
she.
Oh, you wait over there.
Don't make me redo all this.
No, she didn't. She was great. It's a no-brainer. Anybody can do it. You're rolling a piece of tape that's about a half inch wider than the actual joist over the joist, pushing it down on the side, stapling it from the top in as few places you want to staple as possible because those are holes.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
all right.
Anyway,
well, that's
so
good.
She jumped down. Then we had our little rehearsal, which was good.
So who was there? You,
just
Tommy
me,
and
Tommy,
her?
And her.
Mm-hmm.
What are you rehearsing for?
For our Christmas show. Thank you, Vinny. Mm-hmm. Sarah and Tommy ruined Christmas again. It's next Friday at the Throckmorton, and there are tickets available. And he is actually doing, on the Thursday before, so the 14th, he's doing a Buddy Rich tribute there. And
I bet it'll be really cool.
He's done it before, and it's a spectacular show. So if you've, you know, heard about this legit Tommy dude, he's a drummer, but he sits out in front of the band. He leads the whole band. It's a big horn section. Super fun show to see. And so that, you know, you should go see both nights. Get some tickets for Thursday and for Friday.
Drumming is one of those trip. Do we have a minute?
Yeah,
it's one of those trippy things where there are guys who are in successful bands, and then there are guys who are, they have that credibility that other drummers are like, that guy's real. I can't tell the difference myself. And that's
you.
The point I'm trying to make. Like, so when you hear someone go, Ringo Starr's the worst drummer of all time, you go, really? You notice that I've heard Lars from Metallica is a crappy drummer.
Oh.
Only from other drummers, though, who are like, that guy's no good. And you go,
what are you talking about?
He seems to be keeping the beat just fine.
Right.
But a good drummer, people know.
Right.
Like,
look
at
the way he's
the
pulling off those paradiddles.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pedantic.
I've always thought, how weird to be a drummer. There's no difference between one song and the next.
Right. They're all, it's all just if same you're... drums, the same banging, the same, you know. Oh, this one's a little slower.
Like,
this one's a little faster.
In a room when you're writing a song and the guitar player or singer show you a melody, there you are with these two sticks going clunk, clunk, clunk.
Right.
I guess
you don't have to worry about being tuned. Although I have seen drummers tune a kit. Like even the toms all have to be in tune with each other. Meanwhile, I'm like, it all just sounds like, you know, a drum.
Right. Clunk.
I don't really
clunk,
hear the
clunk.
Good job on the tuning of those drums there, buddy.
Anyway, you'll see the difference, though, if you go see Tommy play. That guy's really good.
Well, he's just fun to watch anyway, because he's not just drumming. He's leading the band, and it's much more, there's so much more to it than I would have ever thought.
Well, but that's it, too. He's leading he stands out
right
from it. Like I said, when I'm listening to a song, I don't hear, oh, that drummer. Whoa.
Unless it's a Rush song.
Rush is one where you do sort of go.
Oh,
Rush
yes,
is also, so I don't know how many drummers you grew up with in your neighborhood, but
there
I had
were
a couple.
There were a few garages that had that crashing noise coming out of them.
And there's the person who's got, I can see it now. One of the guys was Todd Klein. He's got the headphones on, you know, plugged into something behind him, and he is drumming Rush as hard as he, no one can hear what he's hearing, but he is doing, and you know it. And you're like, okay.
And you're like, oh, there, I actually recognize that song from the boom, boom, boom you're making.
Yeah.
How was that guy? Pretty good? Or
he's pretty good.
Yeah. But for a dude in his garage?
Well, as much as I love music and all of the instruments that make it, drummers, for the most part, are super annoying and lunatics. They're crazy.
You know, that is totally
They're
true.
They're absolutely bat crap crazy.
Right. One time I was at this music store. I always think about this because it was so aggravating.
Oh, is it the drumstick? Is that the story?
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No, that's a good story too, though.
Yeah, that's...
But no, this is a... I don't know. I had a friend who worked at Wurlitzer Music, and so I'd visit him from time to time. I was banging him. He was a friend of mine.
Oh, you were?
So, yeah, I was...
Wait.
The guy
I traded
the guitar for. His name's Dean. So anyways, I was hanging out there, and we're just, you know, talking or whatever. And people come in and out of the store. They're trying different various instruments, and there are a couple drum kits that are set up. And this dude comes in, and he just, like, sort of sits down at the first available drum kit and just starts pounding so hard. And so loud. And listen, drums are loud. When you play them hard, they're super loud. And when you go into a music store, it's a fairly quiet environment. You know, in fact, they'll put you in a private room usually if you're going to try a couple guitars, try a couple amps. You can plug into some various things in there. And they'll close the doors, all soundproof rooms. This dude just, I swear to God, like, and then he didn't stop. And he wasn't playing like some intricate, you know, thing or anything. It's just goo goo gong gong goo goo gong goo goo gong goo 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 gong goo boom 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 goo gong goo. Like on and on and on.
He's getting a workout in, man.
He was getting a workout in. And that was when I first realized that drummers are just oblivious to anything else. And then if you're trying to have a band meeting and you got a guy who's just noodling on the drums, it's like, oh my God, can you stop for 1 second?
Yeah, that is one where you just go, please, let us just talk for 2 seconds.
Please, we're trying to work this little section out. If you could not be drumming, that would be huge. Oh, drummers.
Drummers.
Yeah. Anyway. Anywho, good morning, everybody. It's 6:04.
Oh, man. Really?
Yeah, already. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hooman is getting... Oh, Hooman has been working so hard getting our first segment together.
The demands are mighty this morning.
The struggle is real,
Vinny. This is going to be a fun show. Plus, you've got a movie review. Are you going to be able to pull all this off?
Yeah.
Will there be anything left of you at 9:15 for the movie review is the question.
Well, thank God Sarah's given it all to me at this first segment. If I can just get through this first segment, I've got a break.
And you're free. You got a free pass.
Oh, really?
It's a lot.
Because I asked for this stuff, and he's like, oh, Jesus, when do you want that? At 8? I go, no, I want it at 6. There's the link right there. You can do this. And he's like, okay. So he's been busting his ass. We're going to get it out of the way, and then he'll have the rest of the day to eat his breakfast.
I was going to say, so he doesn't have to enema his lunch today.
He doesn't.
Oh, good.
He'll have his breakfast, and then he'll be able to prepare with Rudy. Like, all the pressure is going to be off of Hooman in about 15 minutes.
All right.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.